What up, you guys? This is Sport Podcast with By Dream Fashion Line. We're live with Tommy with Golden Coast Films, and we're going to be educating you on the lifestyle of a content creator and give you the background of the film production. How you been doing, man?
Good, brother. How you been doing?
I've been doing fantastic. I've been blessed. But I would mean to ask you, what is your approach on maintaining clear communication on set when we're dealing, like, say, like me and you working together?
Yeah.
Like, how do you see it? What's the big picture?
Well, like, clear communication is, like, you know, I want to find out what it is that you're wanting done from the project before we even start. And then even during it, like, once I set up, you know, I'm reiterating what it is that you said you wanted and all these small little details maybe. And just, you know, just being open to anything and having an open conversation, not afraid to ask somebody, do you want something this way or that way? So just clear communication, like you said.
Have you had any situations where you had like pros and cons with dealing with people in communication?
All the time. I mean, I shoot music videos for some crazy people. I've had people say that, you know, they're going to get a gun and come to my house. So,
dang.
You know, it is
dang.
What it is.
Okay. Dang, that's crazy. So what steps would you take to like breaking down like scripts, like doing like the, like, pre-production?
Well, what I would do is I would start with like an outline of ideas and just try to get basically a general idea and go from there. I wouldn't say that making a script that's 100% word for word is necessarily my style, because I do believe that things come up and things never go 100% to word for word a planned play. You just gotta get a general idea and outline and then try to follow the outline of the idea. So if we have that, then, you know, we're good. We're more than enough good.
Okay, so how long you been filming, though?
Man, I did my first video. I'm 33 now. I did my first video when I was like 9 years old, I think. I did a music video when I was 10 years old, because I started recording music at around the same age. So I have just as much experience in audio. So damn. I did like my first music video like 10 12 13 14 15. I was doing MySpace content, YouTube stuff, and I was really big into Soulja Boy, so I was doing like, ooh, the Soulja Boy dance and all that shit. I was in Walmart in 2006. Yo, doing dances, bro. Like, so,
I did the same thing.
Yeah, been doing same stuff
thing. So with doing that, you never went to like the school and nothing like that. It just came, all that stuff pretty much came natural to you.
No, I did not intend to become a video guy. I became a video guy as a byproduct of being an artist and just being fluent in technology my whole life. I've been into it. I mean, I was with my mom's boyfriend was really big into a band, and she spent like 20 grand on this studio. So I was with an audio engineer at like 9 years old sitting there. And this is back in the day when it wasn't like computers and stuff. They was sitting there with this big board.
Yeah.
And so like I got this hands-on like experience at a young age, and I just knew that there was never anything different I was going to do. Well, I was wrong, so because I started doing video. But it's like, it happened
that way, though.
It's of the feather of the same bird, you know. It's audio and video kind of go together, you know. So I just, 19, I started going really hard with the videos. One day I was at McDonald's and some dude came up to me. He was like, bro, I seen your videos. He was like, they're amazing. He was like, who shoots your videos? I was like, me. He was like, how much would you charge? And I knew right then.
That's a niche right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so wait, so if that's not fully what you're passionate in, what is exactly that you're passionate in?
It is fully what I'm passionate in, but it's mixed between audio and video.
So what other hobbies and stuff that you know, kind of?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I used to play basketball a lot. I used to live, breathe, sleep, and eat basketball. I mean, I wasn't even a gym guy. I was just, like, good at fucking basketball. Like,
well, let's talk about the music, man.
I did.
What's going on with the music?
Music,
I heard it's a couple things. It was,
I'm still doing my thing, you know. It's just, it takes a lot of money to put it out the way I want it to. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm older now, so it almost comes in second or third place. You know, I got to be a father first.
Yeah.
I got to make the money. So then comes the career with the video.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like in third place at this point. But you never know. A couple, you know, in transactions, it could become the first thing or second thing. You never know.
Now, I went to his Instagram. I saw some of the music, man, the creativity ad. It's really, really dope. So
I appreciate that, bro.
Make sure you tell them that the Instagram so they can actually go check that out, too.
FRVR Thomas or my Instagram, Golden Coast Films TV, either or.
Now, I know you use the Blackmagic camera.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you prefer, like, starting off with, what camera did you use?
I use the Blackmagic camera.
Okay, you always use that, hands down.
You said, what have I used?
Yeah, like, no, I wanted to know what you started with using, okay, which was the Blackmagic. Yeah.
I didn't start with the Blackmagic. I thought you said, what one do I use? Well, I started, back in the day, I don't even know the name of it. It was some Canon or something.
Okay, Canon,
maybe,
Sony.
Like, little point and shoot, you know? Camera back in the day, but when I started like really, really, you know, perfecting my craft and getting at that like middle tier, you know, I got a Canon T3i, which is like 2008 era, I went hard with videos throughout that era, and I just, you know, I it looked like shit. I didn't know what I was doing. Everything looked horrible, pixelated. Editing was a mess. I mean, I was just still trying to figure it out, you know. And then I think I got into really a professional mode in like 2017, and I got a Panasonic GH4. I went hard on the GH4. I took it to Cali. I shot all kinds of videos in Cali. And when I came back and I just seen the way it looked, you know, because you shoot stuff in Indiana, it looks great. But, you know, when you're at these different
areas,
places,
different lighting, yeah,
you see a palm tree and a warm summer sky, and you're just like, damn, that looks good. You know, like, but the GH4 served me its purpose. That's like an intermediate level camera. And I was still shooting on an auto mode. And I think right before the pandemic hit, like 2019, 2020, is when I got the Blackmagic. So the thing of cinema, though, when you're dealing with a cinema camera, is there's no auto modes. So there is a downside to it. You have to, like, learn how to dial in your settings manually.
That's a big, big deal.
That will make or break the image. Like, yeah, I mean.
So what's your most comfortable camera that you use? It's the Blackmagic.
The Blackmagic. It's the most difficult now, but I have the most hours on it.
What camera would you recommend a person that's starting to use?
Not a Blackmagic, because you gotta dial in those settings. I've had people that are like, they wanted to do film and they got the Blackmagic and they're just lost, because you gotta put in, you know, your ISO, your shutter speed, your aperture, and then you gotta do the focus. You need just probably a Sony A7 level camera, a Panasonic GH5, whatever they're on now, G9 or whatever level, you know. Those photography cameras that do video, those are great. You need autofocus, definitely. I mean, short form content is not a need for cinema. You know, cinema is different than short form content. I don't see the need, you know, unless you have the budget and the money and you wanna just go hard and hire the people that know how to use it. You don't have a need for cinema quality at a YouTube short form content level.
So wait, what is your intake on when you have these other content creators saying that you can get an iPhone 15? Like, what's your intake on that one?
I believe that. I believe the iPhone does damage. You know, I just went to Miami 4 months ago. I was hired to shoot 4 music videos. I brought my cinema camera, and we were getting wild and drunk, and I was like, you know what? I ain't even bring it. It stayed in my bag. It stayed in my bag. I shot 4 music videos on the iPhone. Now, you know, the nighttime is, that's where you're pushing it. You know, the low light situations is where you're going to push the iPhone. But we shot in daylight the whole time, so everything looked great, you know? So,
I believe they're trying to perfect that with the 16, though, because they work on everyone, they work on the lens.
I mean, here's the thing. Even 16, 17, 18, 19, no matter what the Apple does, the size of that phone, I think, will never compare to
the actual,
the true, like the sensor size of a cinema camera or the mechanics that's in it. But, you know, what is your need? Are you doing YouTube? If you're doing YouTube short form content all across platforms,
right,
you have, it's an overkill. It really is.
So what about the, is it anything that you pretty much regret or wish that you changed during the time of you, you know, doing the filming and, you know, getting into this, you know, profession?
Throughout my whole, like, life of doing it.
Yeah.
Just that I didn't start sooner, number one. Well, I did start pretty soon.
Well, how old was you when you started?
Yeah, started
you were about 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you wish you just went a little bit harder in it than when you
Let me explain maybe the second part. So maybe not start so young, but maybe just not care so much about what I'm putting out and just put it out. You know, not second guessing myself. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Maybe we just re-ask me the question because I fucked it up.
So, no, you did very good. You did very well. Okay. But it was just basically me asking you, is it some things that you wish you did that you didn't do?
Right. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Second guessing the content I'm putting out. You know, I just wouldn't even guess it. You know, I would just put it out and not be like, oh, well, you know, this thing in the corner doesn't look good, or my shirt.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing.
Y'all don't see that? No, you don't see. I really got a catch-up stand. You can't even see it. You know, but as a creator, and then the guy that does the video, when you get done, you're going to be like, oh, man, well, this, or I look this way, and I wouldn't worry about none of that. Just put content out.
So what's your main thing that you focus on when you, like, either if you're in front of the camera or behind the camera?
Not worrying about, or oh, there's like a ketchup stain right here, and there is, you can't even see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just not worrying about things that, as a creator and the video guy, when you go back to edit it and you look at it, just not worrying about it. You know, just understanding what film continuity is, which means that there might be a small little change in things, and the people who are absorbing the overall content are not going to be looking for these small little things. And if they are, they're probably the negative people in the comments, and fuck them, you know? Like, just worry about the purpose of the content and the consistency of the content, and don't second guess yourself.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Muncie, but I've been in Fishers for like past 10 years. And then I would say I'm just everywhere after that, because I've been to Miami, I've been to Vegas, I've been to Cali.
I'm gonna ask you, how many places have you been?
Everywhere. I've been all over the country, and I brought the camera, and I got the profit, I got the bag, and I made it back home to tell the story. It's been from New York, Virginia, Florida, Miami, Tampa. I have all kinds of Florida, Miami, and Tampa stories. I got all kinds of LA stories. I got all kinds of Vegas stories. So a little bit of everything.
Have you, with doing this, have you ever had the opportunity to work with like different film crews and stuff like that, and, you know, work with bigger projects and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I've done a couple documentaries for like people that were like bigger budget and stuff, and had more like resources to put down. It was just a project where it's not just like one or two people involved. It's like a team of people. As well as I've been involved with projects that are like bigger than just, okay, it's done, I'm gonna send it to you and you're gonna upload it. They're like, no, it's done, we gotta send it to the director, and then we're gonna send it to the investor, and then we're gonna figure out what their game plan to release it and all this stuff. So I've done both sides of that as well.
How did you come up with Golden Coast Film?
Golden Coast Films came up when I went to Cali, and I was there really for the first time. It was like 2016, and we went to, you know, I always play Grand Theft Auto where they got Grand Theft Auto 5, where they got the Santa Monica Pier. And I always would go down there and, you know, shoot people and go crazy and burn up cars and shit. But I actually, when I was in Cali, I went to the Santa Monica Pier, and I just had this epiphany. I was like, wow, this is fucking amazing. I used to play this game, and now I'm like really out there. And underneath the pier, I made that my logo. So like I had the camera and I just like zoomed in, zoomed out in the, underneath of the pier. And I took that small little frame of the water crashing against the pier, and I put Golden Coast Films on it. And I ran that intro on every video I did for like 3 or 4 years, to the point where I was back home and I had high school kids running up to me and they're like, hey, you're the dude with the waves in the beginning of the, you know, and it's just like, it was just, it all came together for a reason, you know? And I don't know why that moment stuck out to me, but that was, to me, that was the epitome of filming, was traveling somewhere, like being at the Santa Monica Pier and just filming it. Like, it was just, it made sense to just call my company that.
So you never had, what was the name in French?
I didn't even have a name, really. I coined that probably 2016. And other than that, I was just going by my artist name and music. I would just be like directed by Thomas J or T Time. These are names I used to go by and shit like that. So
what is some strong advice that people wants to get into this field?
Yeah.
What is some strong advice that you can get them started? So
I would say don't try to over focus on, you know, what camera I need to get or you know, equipment. Don't stress about that and try to go broke doing it and buy stuff that really you can't even afford or is just going to take all your money. Just get something that's good enough, and like I said earlier, don't second guess yourself. Put the content out. Worry about curating and building your ideas and stuff later, you know, but just get into the repetition and rotation of putting content out and letting it go.
And what is some people that may be within the field of production role that's like your inspiration?
I liked Hype Williams growing up because I was into music, and Hype Williams was really dope, and he was like the it video guy that everybody wanted to work with. And he had this cool thing where, you know, the letter box on the top, the black boxes on the top and bottom of the video, right. He would fill that with video. And nobody else did that. If you've seen the Neo So Sick video, like, that's how it was. Yeah. He did that a lot, though. And then, to be honest with you, you know, if you look at some of my content, the stuff I shoot, like some of the models and stuff, I do go back to like a little BET Uncut style. I ain't gonna lie to you, like just a little bit of ratchet stuff, but you know, it has its place, you know, sometimes. But like I just like basically music video, you know, is always gonna be my inspiration, man. So music videos I watched growing up, I maybe didn't even know the directors. But
what is your
expectations on lifestyle as a content creator? What are some of your expectations within starting the this episode?
My expectations for starting this episode,
yeah, like we're doing, working with this episode, what would be your expectations?
The one that we're doing now.
Yeah.
I would say just to have, you know, a clear idea as far as what you're wanting in the episode, how you're wanting things to go, the flow of it, maybe get an outline, you know, get an idea of locations and who we're interviewing and all that stuff beforehand. And, you know, a little bit of a time frame as well. And then, you know, that should be it. You know? You
had, like you said, you already explained it. You have worked with people who did this stuff before anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people is getting the expectation is Dream Fashion really going to do it? Is it really going to do it? Are they really going to do the movie? You know it's going to cost a lot to do the movie. Yes, it is going to cost a lot to even produce a movie or film it.
Yeah.
I think that's with anything.
Yeah.
Money's included within a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yes, we are doing the lifestyle of a content creator. And yes, this would be one of the people within the production. Yes, we probably would have other people doing photos and whatnot. And I'm still constantly grabbing people as well, too, as far as cast people. From probably going to do it all at once. So we'll just have to make one big trip. But it's definitely happening. It's going to take some time. I'm still continuing to drop in content. If anybody ever have any questions or want to be involved, make sure you guys DM me, or if you want to, if you got Tommy here.
Of course.
Send me your Tommy. And I'm pretty sure we'll get to you within the 24-hour period, and we can make some more things happen and explain to you on how what we're expecting and the expectations of it. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming, and I want you guys to really be in tune and to really understand that AG Muscle, Dream Fashion Line, Golden Cole Films, whoever else is involved, TMT, Team Greatness, all of us involved, that we're mean business and we're really serious about this. So if you want to be a part of it, just DM us. And content is definitely going to be dropping for AG Muscle, official content dropping. Those who are interested within keeping your body healthy and stuff like that, understand the seriousness within it. So with that being said, let people know what podcast that you are on. Well, you know, just tell them who you with, and you know, and when do I do the outro? That's what podcast though.
All right, I already forgot.
Don't even worry about it, bro. We rolling, baby. Let's get it.
Okay. All right. And we're live with Sport Podcast by Dream Fashion. You can catch me at my links over on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Golden Coast Films. I'm sure we'll put it on the screen. But we got lots of content coming, lots of updates coming, lots of great stuff.
I guess all we got.